run the ball at least early in the ball game?
They're a good team. I mean, they're a good defense. They have good linebackers and good D-line. So I don't really have any other reasons.
Last Saturday leave a bad taste in anybody's mouth? Are you guys a little bit hungrier this week?
Definitely. I mean, any game that you lose, any rivalry game, big game, I mean, they're one of our biggest rivals, so losing that game, and it was a close game, and it's definitely leaving a bad taste in my mouth.
How did you grade out?
Yeah.
After going through the tape and everything, what did Lester kind of go over with you? How did you grade out?
Again, a lot of mistakes, a lot of things I needed to correct. I mean, the effort was there, but still have to get those other things fixed if we want to win football games.
How'd you feel Sunday morning when you woke up? What was sore?
Everything. But it felt good to be sore again, you know. That's one of those things that you miss. I mean, you hate it when you are sore, but you miss it when you're not. So.
Do you have a breaking point? I mean, you carried every handoff was to you.
I mean, I don't feel like I reached it, so we'll see.
Marcus, for a team as young as you guys and, you know, as inexperienced as you are, it almost seems as though you're not maybe going to figure out who you guys are until you see some adversity. Is that where you guys are at this week, dealing with adversity for the first time?
I mean, I feel like every year you have a new team, no matter how many people you bring back. So you have to face adversity every season, and like, you learn who you are as a team every year from that adversity. So, I mean, we'll see how we are as a team this week coming up.
This week there's going to be talk about that running back and leading the nation in rushing. As a running back yourself, does that maybe motivate you a little bit more to go out there and have a solid performance when you see what the competition is?
I mean, definitely. I mean, he's a great running back, and they have a great offense. So, I mean, I have to step my game up to be like him.
Talk about that the second overtime possession, one pass to Marv, and I think it was run you. Maybe your strongest runs of the game. Were you feeling pretty good at that point?
Just refusing to lose, you know, not wanting to lose like that game. Just you don't get tired anymore, and you just want to win. It's just a drive and a win.
Can you talk about gas tank? I mean, 35 carries, I think, was that's your career high Saturday, and you seemed okay. You seemed strong at the end. Did you have much left? Did you have a lot left? Those runners who get stronger as the game goes on?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I feel like, you know, we're one of those teams that we do get stronger. The O-line gets stronger. They block better. And, you know, I have to keep up with them and run better than them, so.
You talk about the cutback. I mean, you hit that a few times Saturday. Is that a natural move for you?
No. I mean, it's a week-to-week thing. You know, their linebackers float hard, so the cutback was going to be there. But
your natural move seems to be run through.
Quickest way to the end zone is north and south. So, you know, I'm not a speedy guy. I'm not going to run sideline to sideline, try to get extra yards. Just get upfield as quick as possible.